You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Spiritual versus Carnal by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Romans 8 chapter. Romans 8, starting at verse 5. We're going to read 5 through 10 through two different translations, the King James and then the New Living Translation. Romans 8, starting at verse 5. It says, "For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Same verses from the New Living Translation. "Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you." Notice that's capital S, which means that's for reference to the Holy Spirit. "And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God." Now, I want to start a new series tonight entitled Spiritual versus Carnal. Spiritual versus Carnal. I have a general concern that the body of Christ and our attempts to be to not condemn anybody, and our attempts not to be judgmental, and our attempts to let everybody know about the message of God, about the grace of God, we're almost promoting and encouraging carnality. Carnality that, well, not, this is not going to send you to hell. That's not going to send you to hell. Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with that. So what's happening? Churches seem like the church is becoming more and more carnal. And carnal means flesh dominated or led by your flesh. And the scripture says that in Romans 8, he's distinguishing between a carnal person and a spiritual person. And so after we get saved, our quest should be to be spiritual. Everybody say spiritual. Now, spiritual means spiritually mature and led by your spirit. To carnal is dominated by your flesh and led by your flesh. Spiritual is dominated by your born-again spirit and led by your born-again spirit or led by the Spirit of God. Are y'all with me here? So it is very important that we be deliberate about being spiritual. You're not to be spiritual, you have to be deliberate about it. To be carnal, you have to do nothing. To be dominated by your flesh, you don't have to do anything. Your flesh will take over whether you let it or not. Okay? You will say things that you don't want to say unless you be deliberate about not saying it. You will do things you don't want to do or that just seem natural to you unless you're deliberate about not doing those things. So if you're going to be spiritual, you need to be very deliberate about it. So notice here that Paul says he's talking about the spiritual man and the carnal man. If you ever go to sometimes a French restaurant, Italian restaurants, the Latin word for meat is carne. Okay, so on some menus in where we would say meat, steaks, and chops, that type of thing, it'll say something like carne, which means meat. So to be carnal, it means to be meaty, fleshy. Okay, y'all. Some of us are old enough to remember the Archie Bunker show. Okay, All in the Family. And Archie Bunker called his son-in-law Meathead. So when you are a carnal person, you're a meathead. You are led by your flesh. You're not led by the spirit. You are meathead. You are led by your flesh. So to be spiritual means to be spirit-led. To be carnal means to be a meathead. Are y'all with me here? Romans 8:14. Look at that, and then we'll back up and talk a little bit more. So Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? They're the sons of God. Now, this sons in this context, it means mature ones. So mature spiritual people are led by the Spirit of God versus your flesh. So, I just felt like, that heifer had to get told. Okay, that's your flesh. Well, they didn't start no mess. It wouldn't have been none. So your flesh just goes right along. Whatever you feel like doing, you do. Whatever you feel like saying, you say. And so you're being led by your flesh. But the Bible says here that as many as are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. So to demonstrate, let me say it this way. Spiritual maturity is demonstrated by you being spirit dominated. Did y'all catch that? So now that word spiritual now is almost being abused. You know, anybody who believe in anything says, I'm a spiritual person. You believe in a rock. I'm a spiritual person. You see that the flower's yellow. I'm a spiritual person. Okay. Anything anybody believe in, they call that being a spiritual person. But the way the Bible defines spiritual is being led by your spirit versus your flesh. So we have to be deliberate about being spiritual versus carnal. Now, in my teaching this, I'm going to give you several characteristics of spirit dominated or spiritual and characteristics of what it is to be a flesh dominated person. The goal of this is not to condemn you, not to make anybody feel bad, but the goal of this is for you to evaluate yourself, judge yourself. When you look in the word, when you look at yourself through the mirror of God's word, when you look at yourself, reflected back through God's word, is a spiritual reflection coming back or is a carnal fleshy reflection coming back? So notice it says here, verse 6, Romans 8 and verse 6. Traditional King James says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnal minded versus spiritual minded. New Living Translation says, so letting your sinful nature control your minds leads to death, but letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. So now we see that spiritual versus carnal has to do with your mindset. Are y'all with me here? It's your thinking that determines whether you are spiritual or carnal. Okay? It's not just the deeds, because the deeds end up as a result of the thinking. We brought the scripture out Sunday, Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think is the way you are. And you can try to act holy. Okay? You can try to look holy. But if you think carnal, you're carnal. Okay, you can obey the rules and do whatever they tell you to wear and not to wear. And that doesn't make you spiritual. What makes you spiritual is how you think. So if you're wearing what you think you're supposed to wear, but cussing the whole time you're wearing it. Okay, because you're mad, then you're still carnal. Are y'all with me here? So much has to do with the way we think. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh, ETA, the way he thinks, so is he. The way you think, that's how you are. If you think carnal, you're carnal. If you think fleshy, you're fleshy. You think worldly, you're worldly. If you think spiritual in line with the word of God and with the line with the dictates of your born again spirit, that's what's going to make you spiritual. Isaiah 26 and 3. Okay, so we're going to have a quiet session tonight. All right. Isaiah 26 and 3. Come on, let's read together so I can get some kind of response at you. Let's read together. Come on. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Now, God says, you got to keep your mind stayed on me and I'll keep you in peace. Now, God is not going to make your mind be stayed on him. Are y'all with me here? You determine what you're going to put on your mind. You determine how much brain space you're going to give to things and issues and problems. You determine how much brain space and how much meditation you're going to give to that. There's a scripture that says, with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. When you study that and amplify it, it says the time and attention that you give to meditation is what's going to be manifest in your life. So you determine whether my mind is going to be stayed on the things of God or my mind is going to be stayed on the things of the flesh. Thinking is everything. Look at Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. Come on, let's read together. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? By the renewing of your mind. Now watch it. If you let your mind be transformed and renewed, what's going to happen? Then you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the only way I'm going, that word prove means to do. The only way I'm going to do what's good, acceptable, perfect, and the will of God, something has to happen first. What has to happen? My mind has to be transformed. So you were not born spiritual. Let me go a little bit further. I'm not saying you're not saved. You can be saved and be carnal. Now, when I was coming along, the saints didn't believe that because you did anything. You're going straight to hell. They're going straight to hell. You know, back in the day, the saints would look at Beyonce performance. She going straight to hell. Just look at you. Anybody twerking like that, ain't no way you can be going to heaven. She going straight to hell. Okay. And I'm not talking about being judgmental like that, but you can be born again, but be carnal. That's why some of y'all saved, but you still cussing. I saw a shirt. Came up on Instagram. It said, I love Jesus, but I still cuss a little. Somebody said, I need that shirt. Yeah, that's me right there. That's like warning. That's like warning. Don't come at me wrong. I do love Jesus, but I will cuss you out. Okay? No. Why? Because we're still carnal. The more spiritual you get, even though you get cussing mad, you don't cuss. Oh, come on now. Because there's a distinction between what my flesh wants to do and what my spirit tells me to do. And because the more spiritual I am, the spirit wins. So it's a mindset. Mindset means how your mind is set. Is your mindset towards spiritual things or just your mindset more towards carnal things, worldly things? Let me tell you, here's another measure of carnality. Carnal people are always asking the question, is anything wrong with? Is anything wrong with? You think there's anything wrong with? Because they want to do just enough to make it in. Is anything wrong with? You think there's anything wrong with? Ain't nothing really wrong with the club, right? I mean, just because you go to the club don't mean you ain't going to heaven, right? Because, you know, I like to go to the club. Okay. Always, the more spiritual you are, now can I tell you this here? Oh, man. When you are really spiritual, nobody has to tell you what to do and not do. Because it means led by the Spirit. Okay? Y'all know I like music. I like going to events. And, you know, once my kids went to college, I determined that my wife and I, we're going to enjoy ourselves. And we're going to do more than just go to work, go to the office, and go to church. Because that's some of all y'all do. You just go to church. Y'all boring. Go to work and go to church. Go to work, go to church. Go to work, go to church. I'm like, nah, we got to break this cycle. So we decide we're going to do. So, you know, I go to concerts. We go to different things. And then I realized I had to be careful with those concerts. Oh, sookie, sookie. Lord, I went to some concerts. And then I was like, oh, Lord, I didn't know they sing like this. Jesus. I thought they were just going to sing this nice song I hear on the radio. And then they were doing all kinds of stuff. And then the camera went around looking on us. And wherever I go, I get good seats. The camera went around, went right. We like in the third row. And I said, oh, Jesus. Pastor Mark said, here it come. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. But I had tickets to a particular concert that was coming to town. And I planned to pay a lot of money for those tickets. I planned to go to the concert. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, just because you can go don't mean you should go. Wasn't that I couldn't. But the Spirit of the Lord said to me, just because you can go doesn't mean you should go. So I didn't go because the Spirit of the Lord told me not to go. Are you following me? They ain't passing judgment on anybody else. Because when you are spiritual, you're more concerned about you pleasing God and your walk with God, regardless of what other people do. As for me in my house. And then you get to a point when your kids are grown, you start saying, as for me. Those jokers can do what they want to do. They're grown now. But as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. So if we keep our, so to be spiritual means we keep our mind stayed on him. Colossians 3rd chapter, verse 2. Colossians 3, verse 2. Come and read it with me. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. If I'm going to be spiritual, I got to be deliberate about what I'm thinking about. Now, that affection, it means your desires, but amplified makes it real plain. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth. You set your minds. You keep them set on higher things, on spiritual things, not on fleshy or just natural things. So I determine. God doesn't determine if I'm spiritual. I determine whether I'm spiritual based upon my mindset. There's as a story was breaking, it came up online. This is a local story, y'all. And they're calling it a sextortion story. Sextortion. Okay, make a little play on the word extortion, sextortion. Well, apparently these inmates had some contraband phones, and they were sending nude pictures to military people and some corrections officers, etc. And they would send them nude pictures of whomever, and then they were just playing with them, and then supposedly some beautiful woman asked them to send them pictures back. So they send them nude pictures back. Then after they sent them nude pictures back, then they sent them pictures of their mama or their wife or whatever, saying, if you don't give me money, your wife is going to now know that you sent me these pictures. And I said to myself, what are those people thinking? Because see, if you send me one, I may look at it, but you ain't getting mine. Now I'm just telling you the truth now, you ain't getting mine. If you're stupid enough to put yours out there, I might look at it. And I'm going to look at it and say, the devil is alive. They ought to get saved. That's a shame for God. But you ain't getting mine. So look at your name. Say, you got to think. God came to me years ago. Y'all remember there was a time we didn't do nothing with phones but just talk. God came to me one time talking and said, Pastor, I got a pornography addiction. And I said, pornography addiction? I said, well, what you do? He said, I spend like 5-6 hours a day watching pornography. I said, where you be watching pornography 5-6 hours a day? He said, on my phone? I said, where? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I didn't know you could use, I didn't know you could get pornography on your phone. Okay? But can I tell you, that's a mindset. You hear me? That's a mind. You determine how much attention you're going to give to anything, how much brain space you're going to give it. So God said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. He tells us that, set your mind, set it. Everybody say set it. Set. It's a mindset. If you're going to be spiritual, you're going to set your mind on spiritual things. And keep them not set on things, and keep them set on things above high things, not on things of the earth. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's pick this up at the 12th verse, but I got it written down in the King James, but I want to read it from the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12, New Living Translation. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit. Everybody say, I have God's Spirit. Now, Paul is doing here to the Corinthians the same thing he was doing in the scripture that we read in Romans 8 to the Romans. He's telling them what has happened since you got saved. He's not putting something in them. He's not imparting this. He's saying, this is what has happened now that you got saved. He said, you have God's Spirit. Everybody say, I have God's Spirit. So to say I can't be spiritual, the only way you can't be spiritual is that you don't have God's Spirit. So Paul's saying, yes, you can be spiritual because you have God's Spirit. We have not received, and we have received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Keep going. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. Now, this is also a reference to praying in the Spirit. Okay, the King James says, which things we speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Everybody say spiritual with spiritual. And what he's saying here, he says, if you're going to be spirit led, you're going to have to compare spiritual things to spiritual things. You don't let natural things determine the spiritual things. The spiritual things determine the natural things. This world was created out of things, this scripture says in Hebrews 11, around verse 3, that the things which appear were not made of things which are seen. So it's the spirit world that preexisted the natural world. Are y'all with me here? So he said, we compare spiritual things with spiritual things. Now, carnal people don't compare spiritual things. They just look at natural things. Verse 14. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths, spiritual truths, from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. King James said the natural man, the carnal man, the fleshy man, doesn't receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. Something you can only know by the Spirit of God. You can't make sense out of it. You can't calculate it. You can't rationalize it. You can't put in a test tube. You know, the Bible says, Hebrews 11 and 3, by faith we understand. By faith we understand. There's some things you're not going to understand in the natural. By faith we understand. You're trying to understand it in the natural. You're trying to wrap your brain. I can't wrap my brain around it. There's some stuff you can't wrap your brain around. You got to wrap your spirit around it. By faith we understand. So the natural man doesn't receive the things of God. They're foolishness unto him. Now, when you are spiritual, you talk to God and God talks to you, right? Okay. Now, when a spiritual person just converses with God and has conversation with God and dialogues with God all the time, we do it so much when we're spiritual, we don't even give it a second thought. We're not even thinking that natural people don't understand that. And so we will be around natural people and say, you know, the Lord told me this morning, and then people look like, You know, when you talk to somebody spiritual, you know, I was riding to work today, the Lord spoke to me and told me such and such. Now, you say that around a carnal person, They started like unlocking the doors. Oh, Lord. They think you're weird because they don't understand spiritual things. They don't converse with God like that.
Does your flesh dominate you, or do you allow the Spirit of God to lead you? Though God is merciful and forgiving, that does not give Christians permission to willingly sin because of His grace. Bishop Herbert Bailey helps us to recognize if we are more spiritual or carnal in this impactful series. Order today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Spiritual versus Carnal. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.